This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man, it has been a week.
Yeah,
of
I know.
Issues in this room. Yeah. We're taking care of that. Everybody feeling good?
Yeah, fine.
Right, 29 degrees right now. Going to get up in a fitty.
Fitty.
It's going to be raining on and off today. I do have good news, though.
What's the good news?
All right, so the Rochester Red Wings, they open their season today over at the newly named Innovative Field.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like, despite the rain on and off, there's going to be a window possibly to get this game in.
Yeah, nice.
So if you're headed out to the ballpark, just keep an eye on that. We're going to have our good buddy, General Manager Dan Mason.
Mr. Excitement is back.
He will be making his first appearance of the season, and there are rumors that there are tacos coming in.
Really?
So I'm pretty excited about that.
All right.
What a week, just period.
Well, it's been crazy.
Just period and everything.
Sure.
All right. So you have so much stuff going on the last, like, 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last night, the big story is that former President Trump is going to be indicted. Massive story.
Mm-hmm.
Massive story. Then you have the news that several schools in our area yesterday were swatted with fake reports of school shootings.
Okay.
That comes on the heels of the terrible tragedy in Nashville earlier this week. We still are following that story about the bomb threat to multiple bomb threats that are happening at the Hilton Central School District. And if you got on social media, any social media last night at all, your phone instantly burst into flames.
About what?
It was a tire fire of people screaming their opinions about everything.
Everything
going on.
Sure, okay.
And nobody saying anything had any expertise on any of the subject.
Well, that's what the internet's for, right? The non-expert.
Okay.
There was so much to argue and bitch about that I wasn't even sure what topic people were on half the time.
100%!
How did we get here?
It was a 1 in 3 shot just reading a random tweet or a Facebook post. And you're right, Tommy. The social media does exist for people that don't know to argue about things they do, right? But there's a difference between, you know, like arguing if peanut butter's a liquid, right? Which was a thing earlier this week.
Right.
And, you know, federal law versus state law versus the history of presidents versus what guns are legal and what guns aren't legal versus what swatting is versus bomb threats coming from other countries but somebody could be using a VPN so it's coming from here versus Nashville versus what are we doing?
All right.
What are we doing, people?
We're just being Americans.
But here's the thing.
What's that?
You couldn't get away from it unless you put your phone away.
All right, put it down.
And this might be the weekend. First weekend of your life.
Mm-hmm.
To put your phone down and walk away.
Okay.
Walk away from your phone. Don't you dare go on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever you're into because you are either going to get angry or depressed or sad or stressed out.
But that's all kind of all the time, isn't it? Right?
No. I mean, there's great times on social media.
Really?
Well, here's what sucks about it.
All right.
Right? To your point. I know you like social media just to screenshot pictures of people we know. Oh,
it's such a new one.
Yeah, I saw it.
Pretty good.
It's a really good one.
Did you see it?
No, did we get one?
Well, wait, let's get Kimmy's natural reaction. Make sure the camera can't see what you're about to check out here.
It's a classic.
All right, let's see.
Pretty good, right?
That was a good one.
Right. It was pretty good.
You did a good job this week.
Good.
Right? But, like, you're just mean on social media.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's fine for you. But, like, I love using Twitter for sports.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, tonight there is a massive Sabres game against the New York Rangers.
Ooh,
if they have any shot of staying in this playoff race, they have to win, and they have to probably win in regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to turn the Sabres game on and talk about Sabres hockey with other people.
Oh, so you're all right, chit-chat.
It's like you're all watching it together.
Exactly.
In
it's
the same room.
It's so much fun. But the problem tonight is going to be for every Sabres tweet, In between those, there's going to be 15 everything we just named tweet. So okay. I can't even enjoy the game because I got Dale, who lives in Fairport, who works, you know, as, I don't know, a contractor or a nurse practitioner or an accountant, trying to explain to me how laws work.
So politics will seep into your Sabres chit-chat.
Politics, social issues, people's, quote, expertise.
Okay.
So, like, I won't even be able to fully enjoy this thing tonight. And look, don't get me wrong. I don't think you should unplug from news. Right? It's important to know what's going on.
Yeah, it is.
I just don't need to know what you think about the news. Because, frankly, I don't...
But even the news starts to tell you what to think about the news. Like, it seeps in because...
Man!
Because they'll interview people in the street and go, hey, what do you think about this? What's going on over here? And they'll bring people in to talk about it.
That's
so,
a good point.
Where do the Sabres play?
They are, I think they're in Buffalo tonight.
Oh, okay. They're not
playing
in New York?
Yeah, they are. They're home.
They're at home, yeah.
All right.
Why?
Well, because if it was in New York, it might even add a little bit to the...
Yeah,
save those sticks for Tuesday, man.
So there's another side effect of all this.
What?
With all of the terrible news happening in the last 7 days nationally and in
it's
our
all
area,
over.
Right?
The train derailments.
All the there's another one. I read you a tweet yesterday from a guy.
Yes.
You gotta be kidding me, you idiot! I know you personally. You know nothing about trains.
Derailments are up, bro.
All of the things going on, how social media is a complete tire fire. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just yelling. Even the other side effect of this is Kimmy brought up. It's turning everything into a social and political argument.
Yeah. Political soup.
Yes.
One big political stew.
But Kimmy, things that aren't even close.
No, like, I know.
For example.
But they all link together. Somebody will find a way to link it all together, right?
What this woman, the gymnastics this woman did last night.
Mm.
So my 10-year-old came home yesterday with a little certificate.
Yeah.
Okay. She won. You ready for this?
What's that?
Bus rider of the month.
Damn.
Wow.
No big deal.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Neither did I, but she won it. So I thought it was cute and funny because, again, I didn't know Bus Rider of the Month was a thing. So I took a picture of it, and I posted it on Instagram, and I said, quote, say what you want about the Duffies, but we're excellent bus riders. Funny,
cute.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone's liking it and laughing, ha, ha, ha. Mm. This woman, who is just like the worst. She's the worst.
So she chimed in?
I'm going to read her the quote. Right. She wrote this on my 10-year-old's Bus Rider of the Month certificate. She writes, quote, is this for real? We've all gone soft! Exclamation point. The emoji where someone has their hand over their
face. Hashtag participation trophy.
Yeah. Hey, way to take down a 10-year-old. That'll make my 10-year-old think before she gets a certificate she didn't ask for.
Yes.
Right? And, like, I kind of thought the joke about the certificate being, like, weird, was implied by the picture in the statement, right? Did you not get the nuance of what was happening with the... No?
No.
Did you... All of that, right? Like,
Was
that necessary in any way?
Your 10-year-old sucks.
And, like, here's the thing. Like, I click on her profile. She's got her own kids around the same
That's
age
weird.
As mine.
That's
right?
weird.
And, like, I want it because there's a couple of posts she put up where it's like, you're going to make fun of that, but this, but...
But then you get sucked down that rabbit
hole. Exactly. Yeah. But I could personally know that she's a giant hypocrite.
All right.
But you were saying.
So there was... I remember I showed you that post where somebody was showing their kid playing hoops in their yard or something. And somebody pointed out, that's only an 8-foot hoop. Like an adult man.
Yes.
Like an 8-year-old kid just playing in his driveway that some mom put up.
Bro, do you know what somebody... Listen, here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
We do a show where we make fun of everybody,
yes.
right? And I'm not complaining. People bust our balls all the time, say nasty things. Fine. We can handle it. Well within your right, right? And I guess even our families are open to that thing. I'm not going to, like, report anybody for anything. Mm. But there is a girls' hockey team, a 14U girls' hockey team, Junior Amherst team, that is playing in the national finals this weekend.
Damn.
Oh.
They're out in California. It's a big deal. They might be, if they win this tournament, the best 14U girls' hockey team in America.
And they'd be from here.
They're from here. I know a couple of the girls. They're great hockey players, and it's a huge accomplishment. So it's been in the, it's been in the news a little bit.
Mm.
A couple of days ago, this guy, out of nowhere,
what'd he say?
He tweets it. Me, hey, why didn't your daughter make this national finals hockey team? Did she get her hockey skills from you? Which I get is a shot at me, which is fine.
Yeah.
But you completely out of nowhere just slammed my kid? Like, first of all, she's not that age, so she wouldn't be on that team anyway. Second of all, I love my daughter and she's a great hockey player. I don't think she's one of the best hockey players in the country.
True.
But, like, what?
Yeah, you never said that.
What were you doing? Were you like, oh, you know what I should do? Criticize a 12-year-old girl hockey player. Take that.
So I guess nothing's off the table anymore.
Which is nuts.
I know.
Which is nuts.
I know.
Fine.
But we've always kind of been like that.
But now we're just like, putting it in writing.
Yeah, like I can remember my father saying really horrible stuff about kids.
Okay.
Like when they're like right over them.
Okay.
Like
within,
doing stuff.
Within earshot of the
kids?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? I like, don't want to know, actually.
Like I can remember my parents and other parents telling everybody how to parent their kid. Mm. Yeah, you're doing that wrong. This is the way I do it. Yeah, I think it's just kind of what we are.
Okay.
We're
all
just
right.
An island of dicks.
But like here's the thing. Island of dicks. Worst. God damn it. Universal Studios.
Theme ride?
Thank you.
Yeah. They had to close it after one season. A lot of parents were complaining.
Just got a tweet. Can't talk soft. Participation talking. I guess, but there's even a difference in what you're describing with your dad.
But he didn't have the internet.
Well, he didn't. But like, he's even talking crap about kids that he is aware of. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows these kids. He sees them on a daily basis. Now, you should never talk crap about a child.
Right. Yeah.
But I guess if you're watching this child and you know their family, you're able to establish more opinion, which may be wrong, but you feel like you're able to express this, right? Like, these people, and it's not just me. It happens. I know other people have dealt with this listening. You don't know my kid my family.
Right.
Like, why? Why would you do that? Like, I could not imagine seeing a picture of, like, a baby and, like, tweeting, like, ugly underneath it. But I've seen that.
No.
Kidding.
Oh. I've ugly never seen baby? Somebody ugly. Say ugly.
I saw it the other day.
Really?
And now this like, person was a kind of celebrity.
Okay, so it was like some just person but it was, that they don't know.
But they just had a baby, and they put a picture, and somebody just put
I've
the words.
I've never seen anybody say that about a baby.
They just tweeted the word ugly.
Oh, my God.
Now, the baby's not going to read it.
No.
So it doesn't hurt the baby, but I'm sure mom doesn't want to see ugly.
My ugly baby.
Ugly baby. It's a mess.
It's just like people get angry when this stuff starts popping up in the news and they don't know where to direct it. It just all comes out at once.
Like your anger?
Yeah, just like now I'm angry about everything under the sun.
Which, look, it's understandable, right? I guess it's human nature, especially for men. We're not good at dealing with anger.
No.
So everything becomes anger, right?
Yeah.
But like, all of these people that I'm describing, at least the ones that I've dealt with personally, put their picture and name at the top of this thing. Like, I know you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know you, but if I was a psycho and you insult my daughter in that way, both of my daughters, right? And I wanted to get even, I could find you pretty easily. Like, that is a very bold thing for you to do, not knowing what kind of person I am.
Yeah, but most people think it just lives on. Nothing, no consequence. Nothing's going to happen. Right?
Okay, which is fine. Probably most of the time you're right. But like, I know these people live here in town, right? Like, I mean, I'm 12 minutes away from wherever you are, wherever I am.
Yeah.
You know, I just say it. Like, maybe you should watch your mouth because the next guy who's you tell kid sucks at hockey, maybe they're not going to be so kind and we laugh about it.
But I've also noticed like there's like people that defend their kids and put their kids up there. And don't want, but if some kid does something to their kid,
oh yeah,
yeah,
they flip on that kid.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Even if it's just a kid being a kid, bro, you know what I mean?
You're right.
Yes, you're right. Like it's rules for thee, not for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. And I don't know. Like
I think that's what this country was founded on.
But
wasn't it in the Constitution or something?
I mean, it might have been. At least it was until
meeth, not theeth.
Were there thuths back when they were doing that?
I get like, you know, you're saying like you put your name and your face to it. But I appreciate the people that do that because now I know. I know you. I know what you think. I know how to approach you. I'll give you a little bit of credit for not hiding behind a fake account.
Way
you
to
know
put
what
your
I mean?
Face on being a massive dick.
Hey, it's better than just putting a picture up of like a cartoon or something, making a fake name and saying whatever the hell you want.
Is it bad of me and... Did I get entertainment out of all that?
No.
Like, I get disappointed when I haven't heard from some of these people in a while.
Like,
there's one guy we both know.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, man, we haven't heard from that guy in a while, man.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's a complete idiot and a douche, but I also get entertainment out of him.
No, I think that's fair, because even the ones that were, like, saying mean things about my kids, I am kind of entertained.
But come on, man. What are you doing?
Yeah.
quality material over here, and you're just letting it slip.
But, like, the entertainment isn't in the material because the material always sucks. Like, whatever they tweet out isn't funny. It's, you know, I'm entertained by the idea that a human being has so little going on in their lives that they would take that time.
And they're calling you a loser.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, is fine. It's your opinion. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I as well have loser tendencies.
We all do.
Yeah, fair. I'm not going to stop you from saying
we're an island of losers.
Right? But, like, how, like, you know, when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror, right? And you tweet that thing out, I got him. And then you look back up in the mirror. Do you not go, oh.
I just insulted a child.
Or just, you know, you're looking at yourself. Like, I can't imagine you look great shirtless, which again is fine. We all have that problem. Mm-hmm. But like, how well would you have to be nailing everything for you to stand back, take these shots at people, and be like, oh, well, show them. No irony here. This is an irony-free zone.
All right.
The other thing that makes me laugh the hardest, and again, we're talking about stay off of social media this weekend. Mm. With all the stories going on, everybody's angry. Everybody's just firing shots at everybody. Mm. It's a tire fire. The word snowflake gets tossed around a ton.
Yeah, I'm not even sure who's a snowflake.
Well, that's what's funny.
Because it seems to go on everywhere.
Because, like, if... The folks that love to use the word snowflake, if you respond in any way insulting them, immediately become the most butthurt people on the internet.
Which would also make you a snowflake.
Thank you!
Because like if I go by it right, I'm a snowflake. Aaron Rodgers is also a snowflake, even though he's won a Super Bowl and been injured on a football field.
Sure.
But for some reason, we're on the same level of snowflake.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Which kind of makes me feel good. Like, I got something in common with the guy, according to the internet.
I mean, I don't know if you'd be the same level of snowflake.
Well, we're still both flakes.
Flaking it out?
Right. We're an island of flakes. Because I don't know what any of that stuff means. Because everybody's throwing it at everybody.
I don't know. Like, one of the most sad...
Like, we used to have a defined U.S. standard of douchebag in this country, just like how we grade meat.
Okay, yeah.
And we don't have that anymore.
No, we don't. No.
That's a department. That's a government department we need. The Department of Douchebag. Certified douchebag.
I guess it comes down to this.
What's
right? If you are someone that is sensitive, that's fine. Like, that's fine. Like, in fact, that's probably a good thing because it means that you have feelings down there somewhere. Mm-hmm. If you're a sensitive person, the way people talk about you. But if you are that person, if you are that person, just keep in mind that when you take shots, you're going to get it back.
Yes.
And if you can't handle it, that makes you look so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you look so bad. And by the way, just tweeting back LOL makes you look like the saddest person on the planet because you have nothing to say. And I know I hurt you. I know that person hurt you.
Yeah.
All right? Let's take a breath.
All right, just put your phone down.
Put your phone down. Walk away from it. All right. Everything's going to be okay.
Okay.
Everything's going to be okay.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Money.
Well, you got to have it.
And for whatever reason, people want to know how much money everyone else has.
But nobody wants to admit to having money, but everybody wants to look successful.
Yeah, it's a weird side-by-side.
Right.
Maybe it's a measuring stick you want to know based on what other people have. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to be around folks that have more to offer.
Okay.
But the fact is, people that look like they have money don't always have money, Tony.
Yeah, because they're just flashing.
You got it.
And 10 cent millionaire.
And now we have in front of us ways to figure out who those super rich people that don't flaunt it might be.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So the story we're going to tell you was written by people who work around folks that have a lot of money. Like super wealthy.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are two kinds of rich people, Tommy.
Who's that?
The folks you just brought up, the 10-cent millionaires.
Yeah, the flashies.
Yep, they want to flash even though they don't have. Mm. And then there are higher-end folks who try to keep it on the DL.
Like the millionaire next door you don't know.
You got it. Right. And it turns out there are ways to figure out who those secret rich folks are, at least according to these people who worked around them.
So what's the tell?
So the biggest tell to find wealthy people that don't flaunt it, the clothing they wear has no brand logos on it.
Nothing on it.
This was the number one thing all of them said.
So they're very plain dressed.
Well, they can be dressed nice.
But nothing flashy.
Yes, you won't
No logo. You wouldn't know like that's a this or a Gucci or whatever.
You got it. You cannot tell where that clothing came from.
By the way, that's the first designer. I can't think of any others.
Well, but I mean, it's what you see over and over from the folks that want you to think they have money, right? Like Coach or Gucci or all that stuff.
Right.
Like, if it was that expensive, you know, you wouldn't know three people who live in the town of Gates that have, you know, like a Prada purse. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean that as a slam.
No, but.
Right?
All right.
Okay. And this could also go for brands that you've never heard of before. Mm. Right? Like, if you see a sweatshirt with a logo that you don't recognize, but the sweatshirt looks nice, odds are that person is super wealthy.
So, like, you know when I always say I see Danny Wegman at the store, and I tell you I've never seen clothes like that before?
Yes.
Like, and I don't know how else to describe it, but
you've
like,
never seen it in a store.
He's got like shoes and jackets and pants I've never seen anywhere, even on like weird TV shows.
Yeah.
Or like space shows.
Space
you know, like when they go into the future. Like, I don't know. Like, I always want to go, where did you buy that, man? Is there some like billionaire jacket store that is in like Europe or something?
It could have been personally made for him.
Right.
Probably maybe he designed it himself.
But there's no logos on. There's no logos on this stuff at all. But he looks money.
Okay, so you're telling me if you didn't know that was Danny Wegman, if that was just a guy walking down the street dressed like
that. He looks completely different.
So would you think he has money?
I would think so, but it's hard to know because he's Danny Wegman.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he also just got out of his Ferrari.
But I think that's what this article is getting at is, look, I mean, we look at Danny Wegman and we know that he's ultra wealthy because he owns his business and he's the face of it and everything, right? However, there are people that maybe don't have that kind of money, but something close that you don't even know about.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There are other multimillionaires in this town that you've never heard of before. And they maybe wearing the same thing that Danny Wegman wears, and you wouldn't know because it doesn't have the logo that's expensive plastered across the front.
I will say, like, when you see Tom Golisano, he just looks like a grandpa. He's just wearing, like, a sweater and khakis and sneakers walking around. You would never know. Like, if that guy was just walking around, you would not know that guy's a billionaire.
You would think he mows his own lawn, right?
Yeah, cuts his own hair.
To your point, if I see too many logos on somebody, I assume they spent all their money on that outfit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if I see somebody with, like, all different types of designer logos on shirt, shoes, hat, whatever, I'm like, yeah, I know you don't have money.
I'm with you 100%. You know? But it is weird how, because look, it's easy to say, but I think that a lot of people, and all of us at some point in our lives, fall into that trap. Like, you do want to impress folks every once in a while.
Well, that's why they have it, man.
Exactly.
You buy the label.
Yes. So with that being said, there's another tell that these folks throw out there.
All right.
Teeth.
Good teeth.
Good teeth might be one of the biggest signs of wealth in America.
I'm telling you, man, teeth are important. It's the whole look of a
Let
person.
Let me tell you how important your teeth are.
No, have you ever seen like a good-looking person and then you see their teeth and it, especially on women, like you see.
Oh, I think it's worse for dudes.
Well, dudes, but if you see a good-looking woman and she's got bad chops, yikes.
I want you to think about how expensive.
Saber-tooth hottie.
I want you to think about how expensive dental insurance is.
Yeah.
All right. How much the deductible is on top of what you're spending.
Bro, you could spend like an SUV on your mouth.
How hard it can be to get time off just to go to the dentist,
And people. That's the one thing people hate more than anything else is going to the dentist. I don't get it, but people hate it.
Yeah, no, I'm that guy. But like, think now, add up all that money and time over a lifetime, right? Somebody that has really straight, white, healthy teeth as they get older, that's a sign that
that's
they
bank.
Are. Yeah, they're loaded. They can afford to do all this stuff and they have the time to get it taken care of.
They put their money literally where their mouth is.
When I see somebody with super white teeth, I assume they have money.
Okay.
Like, yes. I'm like, you went and you got that professionally done. Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This really interesting article yesterday from folks that used to work with the super wealthy. And they asked them, how can you tell someone has money without them flaunting money? We said, nice clothes with no labels, teeth. Mm. I am curious, 252-WCMF, are we missing something? Is there something you see in a person where you automatically think that person's money? And I'm not saying like a nice car. I'm not saying a big house. You could see them standing by themselves. It's not obvious, but you think that person has money. Think about it for a second. Because the weirdest one that came up, and this came from multiple people in this article.
What's up?
Their couch doesn't touch their wall.
Couch doesn't touch the wall. Oh, because the room's so big? So
it's a floating set, I guess you could call it.
Part of it is the room is big enough where it doesn't have to. Second, the furniture is too expensive to place it against the wall because that could ruin the furniture.
And the wall.
Yeah, and the wall. So they have enough space and money where they could put that couch in the middle of the room.
Damn.
Yeah. So if you walk into somebody's home, even if it's a humble home and their couch is in the middle of the room, that might be a tell that they're a secret millionaire. And that couch you're sitting on might be way more expensive than you think it is. Because, like, Tommy, you grew up around a ton of money when you were a kid.
In Florida, yeah.
Okay, you went to boarding school. Mm-hmm. You now squat in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Is there something that you can see in someone that is a secret sign of wealth?
When you see somebody in the middle of the day that should be at work.
Okay.
But it looks like he doesn't have to be or she doesn't have to be at work.
Okay.
Like, if I saw somebody your age playing golf on a Wednesday, not in a league, not in, like, some benefit, I'd go... He has that much money where he can just, like, play golf in the middle of the week.
Okay. Two things.
That, to me, would be a luxury. You're not a weekend warrior.
You're right, but there are two things there.
But,
one, if it's someone my age or younger that's doing that, I don't think it's their money. I think it's their parents'.
But it's still money.
Okay, but it's like, it's not
your... Or that's all they're spending their money on.
Yeah.
Well, no, because you would still have to be at work in the middle of, like, a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Unless you're working from home.
Okay, I guess you're right there.
Yeah.
But that was the second thing I was going to bring up. We might be seeing that more now where regular...
Because I know people that do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Middle-class people between the work from home and the unlimited time off that's shown up. Because remember, we talked about that day last month where it was like 65 degrees in February and every golf course in Rochester was sold out.
Yeah.
There aren't that many wealthy people.
Yeah.
Just the climate of work has changed.
So remember I told you I was down in South Florida visiting my brother and I went to get the car washed. And down there, like, you can't sit in the car. You have to get out of your car and they take it through for you for some reason.
Okay.
So I told you there was that dude. I was so envious of this guy. I don't know. I didn't see his car. But he looked super ass rich based on his shoes.
Okay.
He had high-end old man loafers on. And I go, that dude's got money, man. Like, again, like I looked at those kicks and I go, damn, I want those shoes. I want to be rich enough to buy those shoes and sit around. And then, of course, his car shows up. And yeah, super rich dude.
But you couldn't see a logo on the shoes.
Couldn't see a logo on his shoes. But just based on the fact that, like, He was a stylish looking old man.
Oh, so
he didn't look like an old man. He wasn't wearing like Rockports or Velcro. You know, like my old man wore. You know, like old man shoe.
Yeah.
He had a young man's shoe on an old man's foot.
That's a good one. Right? That's a really good one. And I think you can go
because I know, like, man, I know your arches are completely shut, so you're in pain walking around in them things.
I think you can go further. Mm-hmm. If the older you get, if you are able to stay
pull off a modern look.
Yeah, that shows you have money.
Yeah.
Because it gives you, I mean.
Keep up with your appearance.
Yeah, exactly.
You can afford to keep up with your appearance because that's the one thing, like, when you retire, most guys especially, I don't know, get dressed and I don't go to work anymore.
Well, I mean, it goes past that, though, right? Like, the time that you have to go get your hair cut and groom yourself, the time that you have to maybe go to the gym and work out, right?
Yeah.
The money that you can spend on possibly a personal trainer. Like, all of those things add up to good-looking, older guy, staying stylish in the middle of the day.
Yeah, stylish, good-looking old man. That's money.
But, like, here's the thing. When you
women don't count because women can fake it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. But here's the other thing, and this is going to sound terrible, terrible. You brought up if I see a man or a woman in the middle of the day working, and this is me being small-minded. If I see a man in the middle of the day not working, I assume that's his parents' money.
Okay.
If I see a woman in the middle of the day not working, I assume that that's her husband's money.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. You see an older woman, 55 plus, at Wegmans. She's wearing a tennis outfit. That's money.
I don't know.
She's in a tennis league, which means she belongs to a country club.
That's a little blurry right now because that look is like in with younger people.
She's
that
right.
Like tennis country club look.
Oh.
It's like a style right now.
My wife has never played tennis in her life.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she bought a tennis outfit.
I bought her a tennis outfit because she wanted it, and I got it for $30.
Really?
So I don't think it says money.
It might fool you right now.
Because anytime I see women at Wegmans in those kind of outfits, I go, yeah, you just came from the tennis court.
Well, no, but that's also a look, Kimmy, that women will play pickleball in.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's the most fastest growing sport in America. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about things that make people look like they have money that ain't obvious. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan says, someone with no scars, if they haven't done manual labor or they have the ability to get a plastic surgeon after an accident, that tells me they have money. Everyone gets scars as they get older.
Yeah, okay. Like, well, you would show like you never did any manual labor.
Okay.
Right?
I guess. But there are also people...
Soft boy hands.
Okay, but you can be a white-collar...
Sharp boy hands.
You can be a white-collar worker that's made $60,000 their entire life.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. But you probably had to do, like, your own work around the house.
Okay. All right.
Right?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Julie. Hey, Julie, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up?
I think another way you can tell if somebody has money is a haircut. They have a good haircut, and they're never in between haircuts. Their roots are never showing. They have a good haircut.
That's a good one. The in-between haircuts is, I think,
no
what
hoey
is.
Roots.
Because, like, Tommy, how often do you get your hair taken care of?
Once a month.
You have a standing once-a-month appointment. Mm-hmm. And when you go, you just get a haircut, right?
Yeah, pretty much a working man's.
working man's salon.
Cut, blow dry, dyed, yeah.
And then your eyebrows.
Get my brows done.
Yeah.
Get my neck done.
Yeah.
Get my ears done, yeah.
Julie, do you have a standing hair appointment?
Well, maybe.
Okay. All right. So you're also...
Most women do, I would think. Go to the dresser.
Yes. Most women do.
Well, most women that Julie knows in their tennis outfits walking around in the middle of the day. Hey, Julie, go count your money. We're going to finish this show over here.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, there goes. I like the haircut. I mean, so appearance,
yeah,
I guess.
I think
that
kind of goes in the same category.
No, because there are guys that
We're talking teeth, hair, outfit.
I don't look at teeth as groomed. You can't, like, wake up and groom your teeth.
No, but you maintained yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, fair
enough. You took care of your teeth. You brush your teeth.
Fair enough.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
When you see stories of homes or apartments raided by authorities, it's pretty safe it's a safe bet as to what the cops are looking for.
Sure.
And this story is no exception. Well, except for a tiny exception.
So they found something else?
Well, yes. This highly illegal thing that this man had from our area, allegedly, serves no purpose.
Yeah.
And although it's rare and unique, it's hard to tell how many people, if anyone, would be impressed that you had it.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. There are three folks between the ages of 49 and 59 that are in some trouble this morning.
So what happened?
So a Waterloo home was raided by the Seneca County Sheriff's Narcotics Unit last week. And authorities say when they entered the home with a warrant, they found cocaine, digital scales, cash, an illegal knife.
So pretty much a little operation going on here.
This is what police say. And those are all things that you would expect to hear on a raid of a home that has a warrant. But there was one other highly illegal item police say they found that came out of left field.
There they go.
Police say inside the home, they found a rhinoceros horn.
What?
Okay.
Legit.
Like off the face of a rhino.
Yeah, those are like super illegal.
And super expensive.
Yeah.
Investigators
got... So they're looking to flip it?
So they don't know why they allegedly had this rhino horn.
Because I don't know what an illegal rhino horn goes for like on the black market. Because I know ivory is still a big thing with the elephants.
So, all right, let's put a pin in that for a second. Because I do want to have
that
discussion.
I think it all falls under the same category.
Oh, the Ebony and Ivory Act of 1975?
Yeah, there's a lot to that song.
So investigators, this thing is so rare. They had to get a hold of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to figure out what they were supposed to do.
Because I wouldn't even know what
it was.
Yeah, like at first, like, what is that?
Weird-ass sex toy?
Yeah.
Ow, 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 ow. So as of now, it doesn't look like the three are facing any charges for the rhino horn because maybe the police don't know what to charge them with. Because it's not something you'd see every day. All right, so to your point, if these folks had the rhino horn, like the allegations say, why?
Obviously, I'm thinking they're trying to sell it on the black market. Okay. It's got to be worth a fortune.
Okay, but like let's look at the situation here, right? Like you always love to say black market. Like there's a store called Black Market that I can walk into and sell stuff.
Like the dark web.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Like next to Tops, there's a new location for the black market.
It's right next to the spy store.
Yeah, where I could walk in with heroin or rhino horns or AK-47s. Like you're in Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your connection to someone that would be able to deal a rhino horn to
How
someone?
How many buyers are out there for it?
Well, why do you have it?
That's another great question.
So why did you buy it?
How did you get it?
Because you purchased it or somebody gave it to you to sell because you're in that business of selling illegal stuff.
Yeah, according to police.
So that's my theory is if you're just a regular folk drug dealer guy, but you got this expensive rare thing in your house from Africa.
Yeah.
They come from Africa, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I've never seen a rhino outside my house, so.
Question, how would you know it was a real rhino horn?
I think you had to take it, like, to the zoo, show it to them.
Well, I don't think you would
be arrested immediately.
No, I'm saying the cops. If the guys had to prove it's an actual rhino horn.
I'm saying, like, when you buy it, though, like, how would you know what to look for to know you're actually getting a rhino horn and not just something that looks like a rhino horn?
You get a picture with it of a rhino missing a horn?
Oh, yeah.
This is Steve. He's hornless now. Kimmy, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you Google what a rhino horn goes for if you try to sell it? Because I don't know. Like, if you told me this cost $600, I'd be like, wow, that's impressive. If you told me this cost $20,000, I'd say, well, that's impressive, but I believe both of them.
Yeah,
you know what
true.
I'm saying?
Wow.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay. So it says the trade in rhino horn in the black market, the prices can fetch up to $400,000.
Holy Christ.
Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. And they just had this thing lying around their apartment?
Well, they're flipping it. There's no way they're just having it hanging around the apartment.
No,
man.
You're missing what I'm saying.
What?
Okay. $400,000 is a home in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
It's almost $500,000.
Yeah.
And like you're going to tell me that this thing might have just been like out on a coffee table in an apartment in Waterloo?
Well, it could have been.
Holy crap. How do you have so much money? That you have a...
Well, they don't pay retail.
Oh, you got it at discount black market?
Yeah.
Black market outlet? Black market off Fifth? Dumbass.
It's horns and stuff.
Holy... Oh, it's
the Horn Depot.
Is that next to Knobs and Things? 252-WCMF.
God damn.
252-9263. We're talking about this home in Waterloo that was raided by the Seneca County Sheriff's Narcotic Unit last week. They found cocaine, digital scales, cash, and a legal knife, according to police. They also say they found a rhino horn. Kimmy says these things can go up to $400,000 based on her crack research she just did with Google.
So what would they make out of it?
Okay, so actually I have...
Did they carve stuff out of it or something?
Fun fact. Huh. So there's been a belief for years that Asian countries buy rhino horns because they ground them up to use in aphrodisiac.
Okay, which I know they do it with the ginger root and the shark's fin.
So it turns out that's not true with the rhinos thing.
Oh.
But that hasn't stopped hunters and poachers from killing rhinos for Asian sex medicine. And now there is a market in Asia for rhino horns, but it's more for jewelry making.
All right.
See, I thought there was like no rhinos left.
Well, that's why it's so expensive.
They're almost extinct.
Can I like knock out a rhino and just cut its horn off?
Oh God, that's so horrible.
Well, I don't know. Is it like
a saw it off?
I don't know. Do they feel it? Are there like nerve endings in it?
Probably.
Or is it like a fingernail?
I don't know. But if you cut a fingernail too deep, that hurts.
Okay, well, just
don't
cut
the whole goddamn thing off.
No,
its
just
nose.
Be cool to Steve the rhino. I mean, I get that.
I'm guessing they're killing them, and they're taking all of it for trophy.
I understand. Well, right. No, because you're not going to take a trophy of a rhino without a horn on it.
So I will say this, and this is terrible, but I watched this thing on the elephants. Usually they kill the elephants and then they take the tusks.
Yes. Got it.
So I'm guessing it's probably the same deal with the rhino.
Can we go back to what you just said? I watched this thing on the elephants.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of things on the elephants.
Skillery, you dig, you dig. You don't get this, dude.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, great.
Like the shark's fin, like they think it's all sex stuff.
Okay, I literally just said that's an urban legend. That
no, but they
true.
Do take it though, thinking that it helps them.
Okay. So to save some of the rhinos, I guess in Africa, they actually cut off their horn so poachers don't kill them.
Oh. So you can take the horn off.
That also sucks for the rhino. Like, either way, I'm missing a horn here, man.
But does the rhino know it's missing
a
horn?
Yeah, it's how he points at stuff.
No,
he lines everything up with that horn.
It could have been, like, out of his...
Like when he's having sex now. Like, he lines the horn up on his old lady's vagina, and then he goes for it.
Can you see your nose?
No, but I can see that. Like,
no, you can't.
No, but I also don't have a big protruding nose.
But how do I don't know what the vision?
I'm not
of a,
that Italian.
I don't know what the vision of a rhino is like. It's possible, like us, you can't see your
nose.
I
mean, it's way out there, bro.
Bro, again, you don't know what a rhino. I don't even know where a rhino's eyes go because does it have like really good peripheral vision? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, they can see all over. Bro.
Shut up.
Yeah, they're hunters.
Look, I mean, if
and gatherers.
If scientists have decided that this is the best way to save the rhinos, maybe it doesn't affect them like we think, although it would probably.
Has anybody asked the rhino what he thinks about that thing missing on, which literally makes him a rhinoceros?
Uh-huh. Okay, first of all.
You're not a rhinoceros without your horn.
Now we're getting into, like, social science discussions that I don't want to get into right now.
No, but it'll be shocking.
What makes a rhino?
It'd be like when Kimmy cut her hair. We were, like, shocked.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What's worse, rhino depressed about not having a horn or dead rhino?
Well, dead rhino would be the worst.
Okay, so if that's the best option, you take the horn off
the
rhino.
I also don't want to be around a pissed off rhino, even though it doesn't have its horn. It's probably got other ways to kill you.
Okay, but...
Like it's crushing weight.
Fine.
And hooves.
But I mean, if I have to take on a rhino,
all right.
I want to take on a rhino without a horn.
All right, yeah. Might help a little bit.
All right, can I ask another question as we talk about this story? Man, who would have thought this is all coming out of Waterloo?
Yeah.
If they're taking the horn off of the rhino, and again, a rhino's horn was found, according to police, in a warrant execution in an apartment where they also found drug paraphernalia, three people between the ages of like 39 and 60. Kimmy, do they sell the horns after they cut them off the rhino, or do they just like chuck them in like a horn bin?
Oh, like the people that are doing this to save them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because that would also drive down the price of the rhino horn,
right? Yeah, you could flood the horn market.
But then on the other hand, you're also encouraging these people who want the jewelry to buy jewelry, which could increase people wanting rhino horn jewelry, which then could, on the back end, help poachers go get it.
So the cops raided this house.
Yep.
They find this rhino horn.
Uh-huh.
They're now in possession of the horn. Where do you think it is? Because everybody wanted to look at it.
Yeah.
At the station.
Well, yeah, I guess you lay it out.
Do you think the sheriff put it on his desk as like a paperweight till they, you know, do something with it?
You got to put it in the evidence room.
Oh.
But I'm sure, like, you know, it's weird we didn't see a picture because every once in a while you'll see like a drug bust made and they lay out all the stuff they found.
Yeah.
You would think, how about from now on in the state of New York, we should make it a law. If you discover a rhino horn, you have to do one of those press conferences where you lay all the stuff on the table.
With the horn.
Yeah. Because I like, look, I don't know how big this horn is. Is it this big? Is it this big?
It's got to be huge if it's an adult male.
It didn't say that. You did it again.
Do the females have horns too?
No, but they get horny. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either.
Dude, Kimmy, can you Google if female rhinos have horns? Like, she's already on it. She knows we're so stupid, she's looking to see.
I always figure the males gets the horns and the ladies don't.
No,
based on deer and antler.
No, but elephants, female elephants have tusks.
I don't know if the female elephants got tusks.
Usually,
it's the males.
Female, in most species, are more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
in most?
Well, because, like, they protect the babies and stuff.
All right.
Yeah. While we're looking that up.
Yes, female rhinos also have horns.
Oh, look at that.
How are you misogynistic against rhinos?
No, but look, the ladies are coming up, and they're getting horns now.
You just
assumed. That didn't happen 100 years ago during Daktari.
You just, Kimmy doesn't know what that is. You just assumed that female rhinos don't have horns because female rhinos are the softer gender of rhino?
Well, they are.
No, how do you know?
It says they protect the babies from alligators. What else did it say?
Yeah.
Lions. Crocodiles and hyenas.
You better hope no female rhinos heard that. We're going to get a lot of angry rhino letters. And maybe
West Side bitchy ass rhino ladies.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning. So this guy probably took this horn in trade for some crack or something. I mean, I'm just saying it's like probably had no idea what the actual value was.
So you say there was a crackhead out in 315 that had a rhino horn that he could trade for some junk?
Yeah, because I mean,
a $400,000 rhino horn hanging out in a junkie's house out in the country.
But again, Tommy, none of you guys knew what this thing was worth until you looked
it up. But now I do. I do now know it's worth $400,000.
Rammer, I would think
you think a crackhead would have looked it up before he traded it?
How did he get it, Rammer?
All right, so he went on an African safari, was cruising through rhino land, and found the horn next to a skull in the Rhino graveyard.
So this crackhead had to go to a travel agency to book a safari to go to Africa with no money and a junkie problem.
Wait, I didn't say you didn't have any money. I mean, Hunter had money.
But then why is he trading? Hold on. Why is he trading the rhino horn if he doesn't have money?
He spent it all on the African safari.
All right. Grammar, you're derailed, buddy, but thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate it. No, I can't. I cannot after maybe a crackhead traded him the rhino horn.
A $400,000 rhino horn.
And, like, let's say they did come into possession of the rhino horn. Okay. Right? Grammar's argument is maybe you don't know what it's worth. Mm-hmm. The first thing you're doing if you get a rhino
Googling horn is
Googling what a rhino horn is worth.
Pretty easy.
Right? Yeah. Googling to see if it's an actual rhino horn.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would like to see what one looks like before I accept this.
Sure.
Unless you already pawned your computer and were keeping the rhino horn.
Maybe,
yeah. No way.
Maybe you don't have Google.
Yeah.
A junkie had it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.